In 1957, following a trip to Yugoslavia, according to CIA documents, de Morenschild provided the agency with foreign intelligence, which was promptly disseminated to other federal agencies in 10 separate reports. Oswald's other close associates in Dallas just prior to the assassination were Ruth and Michael Payne. Oswald's wife was staying in the Payne home at the time of the assassination, and it was Ruth Payne, a woman with CIA connections, who got Oswald his first job at the Texas School Book Depository. And Dallas police found incriminating photos, Oswald claimed they were fabricated, of Oswald in Mrs. Payne's garage holding a rifle authorities identified as the assassination weapon. Her husband worked for Bell Aerospace Corporation in Hearst, Texas, later Bell Helicopter, where paperclip Nazi Walter Dornberger was a vice president. Payne's boss at Bell Aircraft, as director of research and development, was none other than the notorious war criminal General Walter Dornberger, stated Brussels. Oswald's own connections to the CIA are well documented. His training at Japan's Atsugi base, which housed a large CIA facility, his incredible ability to speak fluent Russian, despite lack of evidence of language lessons, testimony of his CIA employment by fellow Marines and a former CIA paymaster, his ease in obtaining U.S. passports, his use of the word microdots in his diary, and his possession of a miniature Minox spy camera with a serial number proving it was not commercially available in America. The most often pointed out and controversial evidence of the involvement of both Nazi mentality and actual Nazis in Kennedy's assassination can be found in a treatise passed around for years under the name Torbit Document, or Nomenclature of an Assassination Cabal. This document first appeared under the pen name of William Torbit, but was actually written by a Texas attorney named David Copeland. Copeland told this author he had received the information from friends in both the FBI and the Secret Service. Based on this information, Torbit Copeland spent considerable effort searching for evidence to support the paper's thesis. According to the Torbit document, the Kennedy assassination was orchestrated through a nexus of Nazi-infiltrated anti-communist organizations, elements of the military-industrial complex, the CIA, and the FBI.